As we watch the latest developments on Capitol Hill, as the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court advances to a final vote tomorrow, I stop by the Supreme Court to talk to some of the protesters out front.
Hey, can we talk to you guys? What's your name?
Sophie Johnson.
And where are you from?
Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, Virginia.
I'm originally from California, but I moved here a year ago.
Okay,
so
and what has brought you here today?
I used to be a recruiter, so I was hiring people, and you evaluate through interviews, and you evaluate through reference checks, and if this is truly the best candidate for a lifetime appointment of such high expectations and needs, there's something wrong with the country.
And you've got a sign here that says, "We are better than this Kavanope." Who do you want to see that sign today?
I was walking around all of the limousines waiting in line to get into the parking, and I was just holding it up to senators who have power that I don't. But it's also just a sense of other protesters and other people who feel as passionately as I do that we're not alone and we're not sitting at home crying by ourselves, and that there's ways to at least express our voice that isn't just on election day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Paul Worley.
And where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
And what brought you here today?
So I'm a social studies teacher, and yesterday was given a lesson to students about systems of power and how to what are the sources of power in society. I encourage them to stand up for what they believe in, and so I felt the need to kind of do that myself and just practice what I also preach.
And you've got a sign that says "Believe Women."
Yes.
Truth
and truth
will out.
It's a Shakespeare Shakespeare reference.
So were you against Kavanaugh before the allegations?
No, not necessarily, because I think, I'm very much for, right? It's the way the Constitution works is the executive branch gets to choose, who's going to fill the next spot on the Supreme Court. And so this, for me, is not about necessarily his work as a judge.
What's it about?
For me, it's about, the American system that should be about justice, right? That should be about truth. Really doing that and not having it be about politics.
We also found a man with a Trump sign and an NRA hat.
My name is Kerry.
And where are you from?
Maryland.
And what brought you here today?
Yeah, I'm sick of craziness. I'm tired of people saying white men got to shut up. I'm as respectful as the next guy, but they've gone over the line too far, okay?
Who have?
Liberals. Basically, I'm sick and tired of nonsense destroying this man's family.
Do you think he'll be confirmed?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
You think that those moderate Republicans will vote
Absolutely.
For him?
You know what? I hope, in a way, I hope they don't, because they won't be reelected, and then we'll get somebody else in that's actually not a turncoat and coward, and then we'll get somebody that will actually renominate him and vote him in.
What's your name?
Emily Grossi.
And where are you from?
Chevy Chase, Maryland.
And what brought you here today?
I'm truly flabbergasted that that women and so many of us are being fully ignored and utterly disrespected. I mean, I cannot believe the craven party greed that is going on right now by the Republicans. And I fully blame the Republicans for this. And I'm talking about members of my own family. This is hard. This has ruptured my extended family, essentially, and it's heartbreaking, but this isn't a Christian nation. This isn't. It's not for white Christian men. That's not what this nation is about and for, and I won't stand for it.
Some of the protesters outside the Supreme Court and the U.S. Capitol, there will be a final vote on Brett Kavanaugh tomorrow.